Country Club FM.
Why is it the Friday train whistle, Neil? Tell the listeners why
that is. Because you are vamoosed out of here.
I am vamoosing.
Yeah, you're going for some hockey duties, and our lovely friend Allie Gray will be in studio with me tomorrow.
Well,
I'll
lovely.
Be in here early, about 5:30.
How lovely. Yep. And you will be responsible, and you can give them away any way you'd like. You'll have another pair, the last pair of the Diamond Rio tickets.
Okay.
Mayo Civic Center in Rochester, and your chance to win a pair here right now or at the end of today's Bob Almanac with an Almanac quiz. And if you're new to the Almanac quiz, anything and everything could be a fact, could be total BS, could be something we made up, could be a bodily noise. Anything is really up for grabs as far as the actual answer and the subject of the question here today on the Bob Almanac for the Almanac quiz. Thursday, December 12th, 347th day of the year. Heard of this Marconi guy?
I have.
Googly Elmo. Googly, baby. Googly Elmo Marconi.
I think Tom Gugliotta was a distant relative.
Credited with much of the invention of radio. Not totally. There were some people that contributed as well. That Tesla guy was involved. Some of his work and theories also factored in, Neil. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have heard
so, Marconi gave the first public demonstration of radio in London, Townby Hall. And then it was like later, several years later, this was the same day, might have been 1901, that he actually had the first radio transmission that went from England over to, that was like Nova Scotia or somewhere.
Right.
Across the Atlantic, basically. So Marconi,
sharp guy.
1896, 1899, 3 years later, our patent of the day, the wooden golf tee.
Yep.
By George Grant of Boston, Massachusetts. Now to tell us how they used to tee up the ball before the wooden golf tee, Neil Freeman.
I don't know. They just make a little. Well, they made a little dent in the ground.
Yeah, just
the grass.
A little. Yeah, they would pile up some grass or some dirt, and then they would lift it up off the surface. You know, the teeing area.
I've seen people use the heel of their shoe.
Yeah,
just to kind of or the toe of their driver.
I see people do that in the fairway. Now that's cheating.
That is cheating.
You cannot do that.
No.
Except for if you're in maybe a scramble, you can kind of do that.
Then you get a club length.
You get wink, wink. In those scrambles. There's a lot of cheating that goes on in those.
Right.
When somebody says we were 80 under.
And when sometimes their club length, it's their ball fetcher stretched out at 14 feet.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Cheater. So now they got plastic. What do you think of plastic? I have a problem with plastic because they're kind of too bendy. And if you're pushing it into the ground and you don't push it straight in, you know, with the wood tees, if you don't push it straight in, you can straighten it in amongst the soil.
Yes.
Plastic ones, that doesn't work because they bend.
They do bend.
So you can't do that. So you got to put it in straight to begin with, and then you can't adjust.
I was anti-plastic until probably last year. I only used wooden tees, and then I finally succumbed and went to the plastic.
I only buy wooden tees. I've used plastic tees because you get them and you procure them, you know, just lying around.
People leave them or whatever.
How about those martini tees?
Don't like them.
Don't like those?
No. No. I think they should be banned.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Let's move on to 1946.
The cleanest queen under the sun is Tide Queen. New Tide Queen.
Commercial jingle time.
Tide detergent, first introduced. Is Tide still the Cadillac of laundry detergents?
I don't know. It's what I use. I've gone now to the Tide Pods.
Or has Gain or maybe
Gain.
Oxydol. Is it? I think Tide, it's still the most expensive, I think, amongst the major brands.
Yeah, I only buy it when it's on sale.
It's super concentrated. There's less water in it, they say.
Yeah.
Tide detergent, first introduced on this date in 1946. What I really like are those scent beads.
I've used those now,
those
too, from
beads.
Gain. I get those from Gain
and
Tide detergent and Gain dryer sheets.
Yeah. That's quite a combination right there. We just learned Neil's laundry. You should have a podcast. Neil's laundry tips. Sounds like a real winner. Let's move on to 1971.
Mort! Ada! my telegram telling you to stay the hell away from here?
Of course I got your telegram telling me to stay the hell away from here. Edith, honey, love, you can rest easy now. Maudie is here.
We met Maud for the first time, B. Arthur, and we're all better for it.
Yeah,
what a great character.
Was, yep.
And then she kind of continued that character a little bit on Golden Girls.
Similar.
With her very, she was a little more abrasive, I think, on as Maud, but as Dorothy on Golden Girls, she was maybe a little more sarcastic.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I thought for a long time, I thought it was the same character. I thought she was doing Maud. But I didn't watch it that close.
Maud was a little, she was probably a little more of an activist, more politically in tune than Dorothy was on Golden Girls.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Duly noted.
So Maud, wasn't she was Archie Bunker's cousin, wasn't she?
Yeah, there was some, it was a relative,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it was a relative. I think it was a cousin of Archie Bunker, and she showed up on the All in the Family show.
Yeah.
And then it was spun off into her own show.
And understandable.
And then there was a spinoff of that show, which was called Good Times, a spinoff of Maud. I think that Norman Lear was like the granddaddy of spinoffs, although Gary Marshall had quite a few off of Happy Days.
Yep.
But Maud on this day. And then there's Maud. She showed up on All in the Family, 1971.
Maudie is here.
Let's go 1984.
President Washington began this tradition in 1790 after reminding the nation that the destiny of self-government and the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty is finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. For our friends in the press who place a high premium on accuracy, let me say, I did not actually hear George Washington say that.
Ronald Reagan being funny during a State of the Union address. That's why we loved him.
Yeah, for sure.
President Reagan, this date, 1984. And, of course, what do we say? It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
So William J. Schroeder, in a telephone conversation with President Reagan on this date, complained of a delay in his Social Security benefits. Guess what? He got the check the next day.
Wow.
He went right to the top. He got results.
I can't wait to get my first one next in February.
Countdown is on.
Yep.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver. He lets me drive slow on the driveway. There's only 28 miles on the odometer since I drove it a week ago last Saturday. It should be more than 28 miles.
What is this? Who is this guy?
Raymond is your brother.
My brother? I don't have a brother.
Oh, that's a good movie. This was Rain Man.
Yeah.
Yes, Oscar-winning Best Picture, 1989.
Dustin.
Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman.
Nice work.
Time to go watch Wapner.
Yep.
Rain Man, 1988.
That was good. It's a good movie.
Let's remember this guy.
We had our cholesterol check, and the both of us are very close to the danger zone.
Mine was lower than hers.
1 point lower.
I'm still going to live longer than you.
What, 30 seconds?
30 seconds in paradise.
As Frank Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond, and of course he was young Frankenstein. He was Frankenstein, young Frankenstein.
Yes,
he was the monster. He wasn't Frankenstein.
And could sing and dance a little.
Yes, yes. And holy crap, he was very good on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Gosh.
Peter Boyle passed away. Had been battling myeloma and heart disease. He was 71
young.
And he was older.
Yes.
He was only 71 in 2006. And Everybody Loves Raymond was in the 90s and in the early 2000s, so he was only in his 60s, and he seemed much older.
He did.
Did he not?
He did.
That's just the way it is.
He played the role to a T.
He did, 2006. And then 2012.
Stephen and Amaraji Lewis exchanged rings Wednesday, but not until 12 minutes after noon. In other words, December 12th, 2012 at 12:12.
I got married on this date because she said she wanted to be married on this date.
It's a special.
Well, he's learning quickly.
He learned very quickly. Yeah. He hadn't even been married yet, and he knew the rules.
Right.
She wanted to be married on 12-12-12 at 12:12 p.m. It was 12-12-12 on this date, Neil.
I would love to be a little fly on the wall when Mississippi's telling you what to do. That would be priceless.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
I'm sure
you would.
Yeah.
Exactly. I should just pretend I'm sleeping. I'm napping.
That's a good play.
Also, being in radio, you can always fake hearing loss.
Yes.
With headphones and a lot of music and everything, and being in loud arenas and everything. Eh? What was that? But anyway, so yeah, 12, 12, 12.
That was a big deal.
We won't get that again until it's 1-1-1 July or January 1st, 2101. Will be the next time we get that, the three in a row thing.
Yeah.
I believe. I might be wrong on that, but I think it's 010101.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that Matthew McConaughey? 010101.
Yeah.
Birthdays
I might not
now.
Be here for that one.
Okay.
Sorry now. Love that.
Connie Francis. So I'm playing, you know, music, middle of the road radio.
Right.
AM. AM 1350, WCMP, middle of the road radio, MOR.
It was a format.
We had Connie Francis, and there was an album. Connie Francis, I fell in love with Connie Francis because she's on this album. It was just so cute.
Very pretty lady.
I'm like 20 years old.
Right.
So Connie Francis, still with us here today. Connie Francis. How old do you think Connie Francis is?
85.
87.
87.
Today for Connie Francis. Who's Sorry Now and Where the Boys Are and all that.
Good stuff.
84 today.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry.
We Are the World. I think of her too.
Walk on by.
Great voice.
Connie Francis, you think of she didn't sing We Are the World. Oh, you're talking about Dionne. Why I haven't even introduced Dionne Warwick.
Well, I didn't use her name yet.
Dionne Warwick is 84 today. I still remember the time she was on Celebrity Apprentice and she called this other, I think it was Amorosa, she called her a hussy.
Right.
Which I love.
That's right, I forgot about that.
Way to go. Way to go, Dionne Warwick.
That's calling a spade.
So quite the singer. She's related to Whitney Houston somehow.
Yeah.
She's like her godmother, but was related. Dionne Warwick.
And Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
That was a pretty big hit,
hit for her too.
84.
Good stuff.
Every performance, every exercise, every time, I try to give more than the time before. And I choose Stay Free Maxi Pads because they give me more.
Giving her more, Kathy Rigby. She was the gymnast and the spokesperson. I learned everything I knew about the lady aisle. In the grocery store from Kathy Rigby.
Right.
Everything I needed to know. I also learned how to do the dismount off of the
pommel horse or
pommel
something.
Pommel horse and all that
uneven
good
bars.
Stuff. She's just a great resource.
Now, have we learned, like she said, to every time we try to do better than the time before? Have we developed that theory for the almanac?
Kathy Rigby is 72 here today. And yes, we have.
Okay.
Balance beam. I used her as a great resource when we had that just awful gymnastics unit.
I hated that.
In Phi Ed.
Right.
I'm glad they stopped that in middle school. We didn't have to go through that in high school.
No.
But the awful gymnastics unit. And, you know, I always thought that was more for the girls.
Yeah.
But then we also did wrestling.
Right.
And I think the girls were in on that. They were wrestling each other.
Maybe.
Which, I don't know, I had a hard time focusing.
Yeah.
On my opponent.
Well, for sure.
Right? Yeah. Kathy Rigby is 72. We've got some 80s music here. She wants to be. Girl is like she don't need. Man, she wants to be. So we know her as Sheila E. She's a protege of Prince.
Yeah.
And she was cool because she was a drummer. So she's standing there. She's got a couple of snare drums and she's
cowbell.
Got the cowbell there. Yeah. Got a cymbal.
I saw her as part of Ringo Starr's all-star band at WeFest.
Yeah.
Very attractive lady, too.
Sheila Escovedo is her actual name, 67. Cy Kiernan, who's the lead singer of The Fix.
I remember this.
One thing leads to another.
Sure it does.
He was born in Wimbledon. I don't know if he played tennis or not. Maybe he played croquet. People forget that croquet is a big part of Wimbledon, too.
Right.
Because it's the lawn tennis and croquet club.
Uh-huh.
And I think they have a little wing there where people actually come and crochet.
Something for everybody.
You can watch people playing tennis and croquet, and you can crochet at the same time. So that's Cy Curtin from The Fix. He's the lead singer there. And celebrating number 67.
Stop the insanity! Diets don't work.
Oh, boy.
They don't. She was the Stop the Insanity lady.
Right.
From like the 90s. Infomercials all over the place. Kind of like the anti-Ronco. Ron Popeil was trying to sell you the set it and forget it so you eat more chicken. She was trying to, you know, stop the insanity dieting.
Yeah.
But maybe she might have wanted you to eat more chicken. I don't know. Her name is Susan Powder, 67.
Let's go. Come on. Come on. Huddle. We're coming now, buddy. We on our horses. Regulators, mount up. We're coming.
Regulators.
John Randall.
Oh, that is good.
They nowadays they would have had him mic'd up every game.
Yeah.
But every time he was mic'd up, he was a treat. He had the face paint. His motor was always running.
Oh my
he was
gosh.
Always a threat to get a sack.
Not a big man,
no.
But boy, he was hard to contain.
A Hall of Famer now. Brett Favre hated playing against him.
A lot of people did not like it lining up against 93 there.
Undrafted free agent that went to the Hall of Fame out of Texas. He went to little Texas A&I.
What a great story.
And the Vikings signed him. How lucky were the Vikings that they signed him?
Great move.
And somebody else didn't, but John Randall, 57.
You're cheating hard. We'll make you weep. You'll cry and cry.
Hank Jr.'s kid, Hank the Third.
Yeah.
And try to
sounds a lot like his grandpappy.
And he looks way more like his grandfather than his father does.
Yes.
And even when his father was younger.
Right.
But there he is. And early on, he tried to kind of do what his grandfather did. And he decided, you know, I'm not selling records that way. So then he went in a different direction, Neil.
Yeah, like metal bands.
Yes, kind of different kind of subject matter. Things that
know.
We can't play here on the air.
I don't know if it ever worked for him. I don't know.
He's 52 here today. It's been a long time since we have had a Little House on the Prairie reference. She was one of the little
day
girls.
Or two, anyway.
She was the sister of Jason Bateman when the Ingalls, their parents were in a horrible covered wagon accident.
The brake
went out going down the hill.
He
wasn't as skilled of a covered wagon driver as Charles, his pa.
Sure.
So he went down, his wife, they both perished.
Oh, my goodness.
And Charles and the family had to take care of these two little kids. And one of them was Cassandra, played by Missy Francis, who is unbelievably 53 today.
Blossom, shouldn't we be panicked because we don't have a date for the dance yet?
It's 4 days away. Of course we should be panicked.
Oh, my gosh. You don't suppose this means we're the girls with good personalities?
No, we're not fat enough to have good personalities.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just hear what Six said?
I did.
We're not fat enough to have good personalities.
Wow.
That's Six. That's the TV's Blossom, Mayim Bialik.
Yeah.
Who was then later on The Big Bang Theory as, what was her name? Well, she was the girlfriend of...
the one with the glasses?
Yeah, of Sheldon. Yeah, the tall guy. She was a girlfriend. They eventually got married.
Oh, they did.
Okay. And then she was hosting Jeopardy there for a while. She was actually She was up for the full-time Jeopardy. And she is like a rocket scientist or something. She is actually very well-versed. Huh. Very smart and is like a marine biologist. No. Who's anybody here a marine biologist? She is very highly educated on the science side of things.
How do you say her name? Mayim?
Mayim.
Mayim.
Mayim Bialik is 49, and our rapper of the day is Sky Katz.
Sure.
Sky Katz was actually on America's Got Talent. Sky Katz.
With a K or a C?
It's K-A-T-Z.
Okay.
Katz. Cats. It should be Cads.
Don't know a lot about them.
20 here today.
All right. Gone.
Do we know that it's a him? It's actually a she.
Is it a she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like I said, didn't know a lot about him or it or him or her. These people are all gone but not forgotten. Let's get into it. Statesman John Jay. You know, it says here he's the first Chief Justice of our United States. Wasn't he also a signer on the Declaration? He might have been. I'd have to go back in my history books. 1745, and there was a Wells Fargo company, and one of the guys was businessman Henry, we don't call him Hank Wells, Henry Wells, did very well, born on this day, 1805. Actor Edward G. Robinson was born on this day in 1893, Jim.
But for 10 talents of fine gold, I'll give you the wealth of Egypt. Give me my freedom and I'll give you the scepter. Ooh. Give me the water girl, Lilia, and I'll give you the princess of your heart's desire.
If you want to see Edward G. Robinson without his shirt, you better watch Ten Commandments.
Sorry.
Kind of a half shirt, and then he's got the...
Yes, he was... and Goober does a fine impersonation of him when him and Gomer are out on the town impressing the ladies on Andy Griffith's show.
He played a good gangster.
He did play an excellent gangster. Edward G. Robinson, born on this day, 1893. He was the chairman of the board, old blue eyes, a number of nicknames, but a tremendous singer and actor, Frank Sinatra.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Did you also say that people called him Old Blue Eyes?
Yep. Old Blue Eyes, chairman of the board, and kind of got a start there with the Tommy Dorsey band, right, in the early 40s.
I thought it was the other one. It was in Tommy James.
Tommy James and the Shondells?
Harry James.
It might have been. Frank Sinatra, born on this day. The year was 1915. Cartoonist Dan DiCarlo, he gave us Josie and the Pussycats. I wondered if he was in relation to the Munsters, Yvonne DiCarlo.
Similar hair.
Similar hair, but no, they were not married. His wife was Josie, hence Josie and the Pussycats, I guess. 1919 for Dan DiCarlo. He was the Price is Right host for decades and decades, and also got many plays on Truth or Consequences, the great Bob Barker.
What are you doing here, Barbara?
I'm hoping to win.
Yes, but I want you to... Where are you going, Barbara? Over here, Barbara.
Okay.
There you are, Barbara.
Now, it's obvious that the people in the audience, they don't tell them where to stand, and she couldn't figure it out.
But, right.
Was there ever a game show host that was better interacting with the contestants?
He was right at the top of the charts there for Bob Barker, who was born on this day, 1923. Former New York City Mayor Ed Koch, remember him, 1924.
Even the president's name bugs me. Ronald Reagan. That sounds like a president. Ed Koch sounds like a ball player from Cincinnati. His middle name is Wilson. Very presidential. Mine is Irving. Very like an accountant.
He could make fun of himself.
That's
SNL.
Pretty good. He did very nice there as the host. 1924. Fine jazz musician Grover Washington Jr. 1943.
Just the two of us building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I.
Here he is on the sax. And of course, it's Bill Withers doing the singing.
Great song, though. And adding what he does best there, Grover Washington Jr., 1943. One of the great guitar players was with the Allman Brothers, did some solo stuff, and his red guitar, Dickie Betts, 1943. Saw him at the Medina. He tore it up. It was really good. Sadly, he was 1943. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
We just lost Dickie Betts this year.
Yeah, it was recent.
It was just a recent passing.
Kudos to my staff for actually getting that one on the list.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Quiz time?
Diamond Rio tickets here. Mayo Civic Center.
Right on.
In Rochester. Hear this date coming up. When is that? On Thursday of next week. Here's your chance to win. This date, somebody showed up at Archie Bunker's house. Who showed up?
We think it was a relative of
some
sort.
What was her name?
Yeah.
Who showed up at Archie Bunker's house? Archie didn't want her there. He sent a telegram saying, I don't want you here.
It didn't sound like he was.
But she showed up
really
anyway
thrilled,
to help Edith. Edith needed support. She wasn't getting it from Archie. apparently. So this person showed up at the door. 763-450-0100. All we need is first name. Mm-hmm. 763-450-0100. First one who calls in, answers correctly, wins tickets to Diamond Rio next Thursday at the Perfect. Mayo Civic Center. Do you want to go with Alan Jackson, Itty Bitty Little Bitty? Roll with me, Montgomery Gentry, or a No Time to Kill tune? Mm. Here, it's Clint Black.
I'm leaning towards Montgomery Gentry today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River,